Time for the tea.
Oh, well, hello there. Welcome back to Thoughts with Tea. It is so appreciated that you're listening to this right now. And welcome to a new year. I haven't spoke to this podcast since the new year has arrived. So, happy new year. 2025, a new age, a new dawn is upon us, you guys. I really feel it. It's, it's been an eventful new year so far, eventful January. So, I want to start doing this thing where I kind of recap what happened in the last month energetically, what's going on in the world, you know. You get your news here with at Thoughts with Tea. Don't go anywhere else. Just kidding. Hi. Hello. I have some chai tea with me today. Cheers. Some nice warm chai tea. It's spicy. Some cinnamon. I'm in my PJs basically. It's a good day. And I have my fuzzy socks on. I'm in my oversized Taylor Swift Eras Tour hoodie. And I want to talk about gratitude today. And that's what really has been on my mind a lot. And ringing in this new year is just the energy of gratitude and the gratitude for the present moment. I've been trying to be very present in my life, and I've been doing some deep reflection. I mean, January is all about that deep reflection, you know, and going into the new year, I really set very clear, intentional intentions, if you will, on this new year, and it was a beautiful time to reflect on who I was in 2024, what I accomplished, and all the good things that happened, along with the things, you know, things that I need to grow in. And I really stepped into that. And yeah, I've been going through a very personal time, I realized. And putting yourself out there on the internet can feel not safe. And right now, I think we're all collectively not feeling fully safe, right? And yeah, there's just a lot of negativity on social media. I've been trying to just put it away. You just got to put it away sometimes. And yeah, so I really love posting episodes and releasing episodes and speaking my truth, but then there's a part of me that this, you know, in 2024, I released, you know, I launched a podcast, and it was just, I knew it was just going to be small, and I loved that. I wanted that, and I just was so lucky to have such, like, a cute little support group for, you know, supporting me and pushing me to just do and be creative, and yeah, it was amazing, and I was okay with just keeping it there, but obviously I do want to grow as a human. I want to grow this podcast, but it was becoming like, ooh, that's scary though. That's scary. I, having like a lot of eyeballs and a lot of ears listening to you, just started becoming a bit aversive to me. So that's kind of just to be completely vulnerable and open up. That's where I was in this last year. And starting this new year off, I've just been trying to be very intentional and shedding the old skin, if you will. So the year of 2025 in Chinese New Year is the year of the snake. And actually, this week that this podcast will be released is the actual Chinese New Year, which is the 29th, I believe, January 29th. And so yeah, each year has a different, you know, animal symbolizing that year. And last year in 2024, it was the dragon. Very powerful year. I totally felt the dragon energy. And this year it's the snake. And when New Year, like when the New Year hit, I was really getting that like snake energy, shedding the skin, reflecting deeply, just shedding that old skin. So really let yourself do that in this time. And I just hope you all have reflected and are having, you know, had a lovely holidays and are ready. I hope you're ready for this year, because buckle up. It's crazy. I'm trying to find my words completely still I just think it's going to be an eventful year, truly. So, definitely find your center as much as you can, and mindfulness, just take those moments to yourself and be grateful. Be so grateful for everything, you know, all the smallest things. So yeah, let's talk about the energy of gratitude. You know, with the season of the holidays, I was really feeling that it can be hard. The holidays can be hard and exhausting, and January really is the month to kind of recoup from all of that, go inward. But I definitely have a lot of gratitude for everyone in my life, everything that has manifested. And that is how you manifest, is, you know, is through that energy of gratitude. And it's a very grounding energy, you know. And when you ground into that energy, you're in the present moment. You are there. You are here. You're not there. You're here. I had to catch myself there. You're here right now, listening to me. And I find myself thinking a lot about the future. And instantly you're taken from your present moment. You're taken from that groundedness when you're planning and thinking about the future. And I find myself doing that a lot. Like, I try to be goal-oriented, but I procrastinate, you know. But it's easy to neglect everything you have now, knowing, because you have it, you know. But I think we have to remember that a part of yourself, your younger self, manifested or wanted or yearned for everything that you have right now. And that's magical. That's a powerful energy. And just grab that energy and just, take it with you. It's powerful, you know. And of course, maybe you don't have it all figured out. You don't have it all. And, you know, everything that you've hoped and dreamed for isn't there yet. And you haven't, like, you know, you haven't done your big goals, but everything that you have now is probably what your past self wanted. So you're in a good place, you know? You're in a really good place. if you think about it that way. And that right there is powerful, you know? Gratitude has the power to heal, create, manifest, love, attract abundance. It's something that we all from time to time take for granted. So yeah, I have intense gratitude for this year. I've been thinking a lot about the gratitude that I have for the things, people, places that I love, that I've loved since childhood. That is so sacred, you guys. That's so powerful. Like, okay, let me just geek out for a second. And I do need, you know, to do a little bit of some life updates, and share some stories. But I just have so much gratitude for the fact that I got the opportunity to, you know, my generation got the opportunity to experience Harry Potter at its height, like the birth of Harry Potter. And I love Harry Potter. Like, things like that. Like, I'm just such a, you know, I don't care. I'm a total Harry Potter nerd. And I just love the deeper message. And I just recently watched it, you know, over the holidays. That's every year you got to watch Harry Potter. And I'm so grateful that I got that opportunity to really experience it fully like that. And yeah, I just grateful for that, that I love it, and that my love for Taylor Swift, that I've always loved her ever since she became, you know, Teardrops on My Guitar. I've always loved her, and I'm so grateful that I've got to watch her grow into this mega pop star ruling the world. Say what you want about her. You don't have to like all of her songs. She is a genius. She's a really, really good songwriter. And she's rare, okay? Artists like that are rare, and so thankful for her. And, like, Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana. Like, I cry. I literally cry. I know I'm so dramatic. I know. But I just, to have loved and to grow up and still, like, these artists are still around. Like, Harry Potter is still a phenomenon that will never go away, probably. Like, all these things I'm just so grateful for. So think about all the things that you are grateful for. And yeah, I mean, I am also especially grateful for Taylor Swift and this last year, 2024, because I was able to end the year in December, on December 8th, seeing Taylor Swift herself on the Eras Tour. Oh my gosh, was that the most insane, amazing experience. And let me tell you, the amount of gratitude that I had, like that feeling in your body where you just fully feel it, goosebumps, all of it, and you just, that energy is so powerful and potent. And that's how you become like the sexiest, hottest version of yourself, is being in that energy, and that's how you attract so much. And so literally the energy that I was in when I was in that stadium was so potent, such amazing energy, and I was just very, very, very grateful to be there in that moment, and I didn't miss a thing. I did take a lot of videos. I wanted to capture my perspective. I know there's so many videos out there of Taylor Swift, of the Eras Tour, but I wanted to keep and cherish, like, the perspective that I had. And I was kind of high up, but I scored, like, these tickets. And this was a last-minute trip. You know, I had to go to Vancouver. And it was all very last-minute and crazy that this happened. But so, so thankful that it did. I got to take a train up from Seattle to Vancouver. I took the night train. She has a song where she mentions the night train. Ugh, it's just the synchronicities in my life and Taylor Swift's art and music. Really, it's really there. And obviously I'm not the only one that feels that way, but it is, it's just, that's magic, you know? That's what magic is, I think. And yeah, so I had an amazing time, but it went quick. It happened quick. It was a last minute thing. It happened. And wow, the city of Vancouver that weekend was amazing. Like, it was Taylor Swift world. It was something out of my childhood dreams, seriously. And yeah, it was just so cool to see a whole city just making, like, all these signs, and bracelets are everywhere, and people are exchanging bracelets everywhere. I loved that. I got so many cool bracelets and met so many beautiful Swifties. That love, just that pure love and joy, is so, so potent. Like, it was just, everyone was just feeling that, and oh, I miss it. But yeah, kind of crazy thing that I wanted to share. This is the thing, another thing with the synchronicities of things that you love. The things that you dream and want you, and this is an example of what I think. So I wanted to go to this concert, Eras Tour, so bad, and I did not think it was going to happen, but I pulled through. I found a lady with legit tickets, and they weren't cheap, and it was a part of my Christmas present from my family, and yet again, so thankful, so grateful. I know so many people wanted to go to that show, and I'm just very thankful to go to the very last show. I went to the very last show. She was amazing, and the speeches and everything was just so cool. And yeah, the first time I saw Taylor Swift was actually in her first era, and with the curly hair and everything, and it was December. It was that same exact weekend, but in 2008 or 2009. So like, yeah, pretty crazy, right? I could not believe that. I researched it because I saw her at Jingle Ball in LA, and it's a December event, Christmas event, and it was the same exact weekend of the last show of the Eras Tour. Couldn't believe it. So it was meant to be. I just had miraculous things happen to me where I didn't have to wait. Anyways, that is the energy of gratitude, really, seriously, is everything that I'm saying. You could say I am missing it. And starting this new year, I was really excited. You know, I was like, wow, how am I going to top like 2024? I had some great trips and memories, and I got to end it with Taylor Swift. But I do feel like this 2025 is going to be it's going to be a good year personally, hopefully. But I do think we are going through some major shifts. And so, yeah, to get into other news. In other news, there's been a planetary alignment this last weekend, and it's going on till like into January into February. This planetary alignment is occurring, and the planets that are in alignment currently are Mars, Venus, which Venus and Mars are, when they're in alignment, Venus is the planet of love and feminine, and Mars is aggression, war, kind of masculine energy, but they're in alignment right now. Pretty cool. Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune are all in alignment. This is a rare event because this doesn't happen very often, and these eight planets line up every 396 billion years. My goodness, that's crazy. Moments go by so quick, and I get scared of it because these like astrological events that happen and this like energy that, you know, I feel around me, like it goes by so quick, and I just want to like hold on to it, you know? So that's a special time. And a lot of people, supposedly, so I'm, you know, just relaying what I'm hearing. People are saying that with this alignment, we are entering a new shift. And we've been saying this for a long time, and there's always new shifts going on, but this is like a big shift, like new earth shift, stepping into a new earth. And if you haven't heard about the new earth phenomenon or talk of that, just look into it. Look into Eckhart Tolle, great author. He has a book about the new earth, the power of the now, essential. I think that reading his stuff is essential right now into stepping into your higher self. And yeah, so this shift is happening. And I think there with that comes a lot of prosperity and positivity, but on the other hand, we live in a place of duality, and there's also some very scary things going on. But hopefully we can find a new way of living after all of this plain and simple destruction is going to happen. It's happening. And so to kind of finish up this episode, I wanted to touch on the things that are going on in the world and what has happened in January. And it's been quite eventful at the LA fires, starting off the year with one of the biggest fires this country has seen. Was terrifying, and I am from LA County, and that is my homeland, and I was so sad about it. I was grieving, and I've been experiencing that a lot this month, is places closing down that I used to go to a lot, a favorite store that I went to, seeing it close down, seeing my hometown burn. I mean, luckily, like, the town that I was in, that I was born and raised in, was not affected. It just was really smoky down there. So I checked in with all of my with my people down there that still live there. And I'm just so sorry for everyone that was affected. It was very, very shocking, and it has not happened like that before. That was, like, definitely an exceptional bad fire with the, Santa Ana winds. And I mean, it just was that perfect wind and dry combo. There was just nothing anyone could do to stop it, any of the firefighters. So my heart just goes out to them, and I will link ways to donate and help with the LA fire victims. It's crazy, I just think about LA and that area of town, Malibu. So many celebrities live there, and it is just the great LA, and to see those apocalyptic videos, I was just like, whoa, we are living. This is really crazy times we're living in. And with all the TikTok ban stuff, maybe I can get into that later, but I really don't know what's going on. It's just crazy. I wanted to get an episode out sooner, and I started recording an episode, but then so much stuff was happening, and I'm like, oh, I want to touch on all these things in my next episode. And things are just changing and happening so quick. I'm like, what is going on? I don't even know, but apparently TikTok has been bought. I don't know. Meta bought it is what I've also heard. Or Elon Musk is going to buy it. I don't know. But the fate of TikTok concerns me, because it is the one powerful tool. I mean, it is really a powerful tool for freedom of speech. And it was trying to get taken away from us because the government wants to control the narrative. You can't control the narrative with China owning TikTok. And everyone speaks their mind and speaks their opinion. There's so much news that I see on TikTok that I would not see anywhere else. And the government wants to control that. Big surprise. And yeah, so I think with whoever's buying it, they're going to control the algorithm. And that's scary. So I don't know what we can do to change it, to stop it. But just keep posting, just keep posting, just keep saying what you believe in. Like, literally bottom line, like never before, that is like the biggest thing I think we need to do, is just keep posting and keep speaking our mind. And I like to hide. I like to hide. I like being cozy and people not watching me. I like that. I know I can't do that anymore, though. I know I need to just continually speak my mind. So it's hard, but we have to. This is scary times. And you know what really makes me mad? I'm gonna say it. The banning of books. What? It's just crazy. We're really living in really scary times, I think. But there is positive that can come from this. We can create more people that wake up from this idiocracy that we are faced with, and destruction that ultimately will occur. We have to stay positive in some way. So yeah, it's a lot. Sorry to end with so much craziness, but yeah, just a new president this year, a lot of new scary bills being passed. I mean, yeah, let's take a deep breath. Let's take a deep breath. Okay. Breathe in. breathe out. Imagine your worries and stress alleviating from your body when you breathe out. And imagine, close your eyes and imagine a new earth and what that looks like for you. What that looks like for the collective, for everyone that you love, a new earth. What does that look like? We can make that attainable. We have to fight, I think. I think we have to fight. Peaceful fight. Peaceful fighting, but we have to rise up. Oh, okay, well, thank you so much again for coming back and listening. It truly means the world to me. I have an exciting episode that I've been holding on to for the new year that will be releasing very soon. Things will be okay. Things will be okay. But I'm just going to be here reporting them and saying what I want to say and how I feel. So anyways, have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day, evening, morning. Remember to be mindful. Take deep breaths. Drink healthy drinks. Eat healthy food. Live, laugh, love. Okay, bye.